Yisayim Ayinu Bein Ov. Until now, we lived in a generation that had Chaim Kanevsky in it, and now we're a different generation. We don't have his Chus HaTorah, we don't have his Achroes HaPitur. Alo Seidu, Kisa v'godl, Dovid HaMelech said on Avner HaAlo Seidu, Kisa v'godl, Nofel HaYoyim HaZeh B'Yisrael. Sar v'godl. There's two descriptions of a great person, a sar and a godl. A sar is a leader, goes out to battle, people follow him, and a godl is a great person whom people follow, who people emulate, people look up to. Sar v'godl. Reb Chaim would have been considered a godl b'Yisrael in generation before the war. They say they once asked someone in England, I remember years ago, who are the gedolim of England? So he said, of Abramsky is first, and third is this person, and fourth is this person. So he asked him, who's second? There's no second. There's no one that you can say is next to Abramsky at that time. That's how it is now. There's no second. He would have been a godel in the third day of before the Second World War. I remember there was his bekiyus is niflo. Bekiyus was a result of his asmode. He didn't waste a minute. To learn every single day before davening, 8 blot gemara. 8 blot. Someone told me he learned with him b'chavusa, but he had to stop because he couldn't keep up with him. 8 blot, 7 blot to finish shas in a year, and 1 blot to cover the mishnayos, 1 daf of mishnayos. I think Shulchan Aruch also he learned a daf every day. I remember when I was living in Bnei Brak, I davened in the shul where he davened. Erev Pesach, he was a b'chor. He made a siyum so people could eat. He made a siyum sech denide. The next year, I'm not a b'chor, but I was there, I was davening there. The next year, again, sech denide. I asked somebody, what? He only learns one mesechta. No, he finishes shas every year. Every year, made him a siyum mesechta nida. The bekiyus, the asmode, the pasuk puma megilsa. Someone who was close to him, his family, told me, as a bocher, since time as a bocher, he never read street signs. He wouldn't read it. He didn't want divrei chulin to enter his mind, because there's a medrash that says if divrei chulin enter your mind, divrei Torah goes out of your mind. He didn't want any divrei chulin to enter his mind. Street signs was considered divrei chulin to him. That's how his asmara was. He became a cheftz of Torah. Torah became part of him. Yimoah says, is a Yerushalmi, it says, the gedolim koshe silukam shel tzadikim. Kishvira saluchis. Yesem ishvira saluchis. The Misa of Tzadikim is worse than Shviras Haluchas. Why dafke Shviras Haluchas and not Tzreifas HaTorah? There's another Chazal that says Churban Beis HaMikdosh. Another one says Tzreifas Beis HaLakenu. This Chazal says, Yeser Mishviras Haluchas. Why Yeser Mishviras Haluchas? Why is the Misa of Tzadikim worse than Shviras Haluchas? Because the Luchas are different than the rest of the Torah. The rest of the Torah is written on parchment. The Luchas is engraved in stone. I once explained that the reason is because the Luchas are the Kabbalas HaTorah of Am Yisrael. Like the Ramban says that the Aseres HaDibres are the sample of the Torah. It's like that a ger has to be mekabel upon himself when he becomes a ger. He has to know kalas medima, kalas vachamuras, it says, a ger tzedek. You let him know kalas vachamuras, light mitzvahs and the very, very, very serious mitzvahs. That's the luchas. It's a sample of kol haTorah kula. They're the not just mitzvahs that you learn how to keep, which is the rest of the Torah, but it's the mitzvahs that comprise the Kabbalas HaTorah. And as the Kabbalas HaTorah, these mitzvahs became part of the material upon which they were written. When you write on parchment, you write ink attached to the parchment. When you engrave, nothing's attached to the stone that you engrave in. The writing is part of the stone. The stone is part of the writing. They're two inseparable entities. They became one entity, the writing and the material that you wrote on. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to show us by the Kabbalas HaTorah, the Aseres HaDibros, that the right way to receive the Torah is that the Torah has to become part of you. Not just information that's impressed upon you, that you remember, that you act upon, but mitzvahs which become part of you, just like the writing on the stone of the Luchas became part of the stone. So the Torah that one learns has to become part of him. They become one entity. The Torah is one entity with your neshama. That's how he was. That's kosher silukim shel tzadikim yeser mishviras haluchas, because the tzadik that we're talking about here was a tzadik for whom Torah was part of his neshama. It's inseparable. His neshama, he doesn't have a neshama without Torah. The Torah is part of him. This is, we could say, completely, with Reb Chaim, the siluk is shviras haluchas. Someone whose the Torah became part of him. He didn't think anything besides Torah. He didn't act anything that wasn't according to Chazal, according to Torah. That's the godel. That's the godless that he was. I remember. There was once a din Torah. A machlikis between, there was a company, an organization that was building a housing for Bnei Torah in Beit Shemesh. And outside the city where they were building, they found graves. And it turned out that the graves were Jewish graves. So in order to continue the building, they had to make a Pesach Tefach, they had to make some construction that it should be mutter to build on top of the graves. And it costs a lot of money. So the Asri Kadisha, that's the one who took it upon themselves to worry about graves, Jewish graves, demanded that the organization that built the buildings, or was building the buildings, pay for those, for that construction. It was a sizable amount of money. And the people in the organization said, no, just because we're building a building in this city, it does not mechayev us for graves that are outside the city. Where does it say that it's their responsibility to worry about graves outside the city? If it's in the city, they have to cover it over. They have to make a building to construct something over it, to build over it. But outside the city is not their responsibility. So I remember they went to Rabbi Yoshev. Yoshev said, no. No, he doesn't know of any chiyuv to the people in the city should be mechuyev to cover graves that are outside the city. But Rabbi Chaim said, yeah, they're mechuyev. They went back to Rabbi Yoshev and they asked your son-in-law, Rabbi Chaim says it's mechuyev. He said, you have to go ask him why. So they went down to Rabbi Chaim and asked him why. There's not like no place in Shas or Poskim or Tshuvas Sforim that talks about this. Also Rabbi Yoshev would have known about it. Babel Yerushalmi to Sefer Rabbi Yoshev knew, but there was a Sefer Hasidim. One of the Rishonim, Sefer Hasidim, says that if the graves are uncovered outside a city, people in the city will die. So he says, it's a chi of the people in the city to worry about the graves outside the city. In other words, a Sefer Hasidim eluded Rabbi Yoshev and many other Gedolim. And he knew that Sefer Hasidim also, and Rabbi Yoshev said he's right. It's a chiyuv on the people to cover the graves. People, the organization that builds the houses, has to cover the graves. A marshal of the unbelievable Bekiyas. I remember that every 19 years we have a bracha on Tkufas Hachama on the sun. So the day came out, it was during Nissan, and they went out of shul to make the bracha. Tkufas Hachama, they saw that there's a fruit tree nearby that was blossoming. So they had a shaila, what comes first? Making a bracha on the tree or making a bracha on the Birchas Hachama? So the Stiper didn't know. He was Mesupik and the other Talmid Chacham there. No one had. Reb Chaim brought a raya from a Furshi Gemara that you have to make a bracha first on the tree before. I remember the raya. It was a Furshi Gemara. But of course, a diuk in the Gemara. That was, Bekiyas was, not just Bekiyas, Yediyas. It was learning Be'iyun. Something, as I said, something that the generation of pre-war Europe, we had so many Gdolim, would not have been, he would have been considered one of the Gdolim. There's no second. There's only one. First, he's first, and then the third. In our time now. So that's the Sa'av Gadol. Says God, let me tell you a whole list of things in the last parak of Pirkei Avos. All these things were in the sky in him. The last years, the sin of Malchus and Memsholo, he was the melech of the world. Whatever he said was really accepted. He was machia, shilas, all over the world. Whatever Chaim said was the final word. Memshola, Malchus Memshola, the Chik of Adin and understanding the Din. And it says in the beginning of that mission, Nikra Rea. He's called a Rea. What does a Rea mean? A Rea means a partner. He was called a partner. A partner what? A partner to the Rabbeinu Shalom and Maisa Bereshis. Why is he a partner? We saw what that means with him. A partner, Maisa Bereshis. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the world with his haskome, depending on what he wanted. We have here in Yeshiva Lane, the daughter of one of the prominent people here, who works in the office. who was pregnant with a child that the doctor said that will need an operation right after birth, because the sonogram showed that something, a deformity in the child, something wrong with the child, need an operation right after the birth. They asked, they had a shaila, should they leave, it was an Eretz Yisrael, should they leave Eretz Yisrael earlier, because there's one doctor in Boston that was a big expert in this operation, it's a very rare disease. Should they leave earlier, should they wait later? They went to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said, Narishkeit, he said, the baby is normal. They didn't know what to do. Should they listen to Reb Chaim, or should they go to make preparations for an operation? And I know they came to me, this family, I asked, what should we do? Should we listen to the doctor, should we listen to Reb Chaim? I told them, listen to Reb Chaim. They went back later in the 8th month. Also, the sonogram showed the same thing. Reb Chaim says nothing. They listened to him, and the baby was born normal. Baruch Hashem, baby must be about 5 years old already. Normal baby. Nikra Re'ah, the Rabbein Hashem creates the world in accordance with what he wanted. So many might seem like that. How much might seem? They mentioned today at the Leviathan, someone mentioned, I know this mice is true, that he was writing his sefer on chagovim, on the grasshoppers, and he didn't know exactly the shape of a grasshopper, what it looks like, the legs. And a grasshopper landed on his windowsill and stood there, and he was able to look at the grasshopper, to examine it from all sides, and then it flew away. Then he had another suffix, another grasshopper fell on his, landed on his window. Nikrarea. A man told me that he got sick. He was in, he's a davening, Kol Chaznish. He got sick. He couldn't move. One day after davening, he couldn't move. He couldn't get out of his place. He's paralyzed. They had to carry him home on his chair. Then he took him to a big professor in Tel Aviv. And the doctor told him that he has a certain rare disease. It'll take 2 to 3 years to cure. Well, he went home. Cure by itself. He went home, he couldn't move, he was paralyzed. Reb Chaim came to visit him, Bikur Cholim. He came with someone that knocked on the door, he shouted from his bed, who's there? And the person with Reb Chaim said, Reb Chaim came to visit you, for Shlema. He couldn't get out of his bed. He schlepped himself, he dragged himself to the door. He finally got to the door, nobody was there. He had left already. He went to the porch, schlepped himself to the porch. Reb Chaim was downstairs and getting into his car. And he said to him, Afur Shleima, Rabbi Yitzchok. Afur Shleima, Rabbi Yitzchok. He was so happy that Reb Chaim gave him the honor of visiting him. He turned around, went back into his room, and he realized that he was walking. Right after the bracha, he was walking. He never had the problem again. He went to the doctor. He walked in to the doctor, and the doctor said, are you this and this person? He says, yes. He says, you're not supposed to be walking. How are you walking? He says, I got a bracha from a tzaddik. The doctor was so shocked. He said, he fell back on the sofa. He says, tell me the name of that tzaddik. I have many patients who need to have the sickness. Couldn't believe it. Anashir Maisim, Nikorea. He was nizi with his mouth. A person is nizi with his mouth when he gives a brocha. The brocha works. Never is a word of Lashon Hora, only a word of Torah. Nikorea. He's a partner to Rabban Hashem in the creation of the world. Rabban Hashem consults him how he should create the world. He was nizer. Not to utter a word of a word that's not Torah. He was a jovial person, a very happy person. I learned together with him, Kol Chazanish. Never bottled a word. He went home speaking and learning, but never, oh, but with jokes. Jokes and Torah. I wrote a sefer then, his own peyah, called Yad LePeyah. So I met him in the street. I asked him, Chaim, how did you enjoy it? What do you say about my sefer, Yad LePeyah? He tells me, there's a bayad lo yifshit in the Gemara of Yesh Yad LePeyah or any Yad LePeyah, he tells me. Everything is jokes. We're all with the Chazal. Always in a good mood. Always the simcha. He was always the simcha. Always sharp words. With Chazal. Never a joke of Dvorim B'Tehillim, but a joke. Where did he get that? Where do you get that? Teretz is, the Torah is a metzias of Kedusha. The Torah is not a limud. It's not chemistry. It's not biology. It's not philosophy. It's not a limud. It's not a subject. The Torah is a cheftz of Kedusha. It's a real thing. When a person learns Torah, it changes him. It does something to him. It enters him. It enters his veins. It enters his metzius. He becomes luchos, where the ksav is part of the makabel of the Torah. If he learns it properly, he learns Torah Lishmo. But even if you learn Torah Shelo Lishmo, Chaim Volozhin says, someone learns Torah Shelo Lishmo, comes Lishmo. Loyal Miyomer Rosh Lishmo, Torah Shelo Lishmo, Bo Lishmo. But Chaim Volozhin doesn't mean there'll be a tkuf in your life where you learn Lishmo. But every time you learn Shelo Lishmo, there's a part time when you learn Lishmo, which is to know the Amita Shel Torah. The Torah is a metzius. It's a real thing. It's like a medicine that gives life. Mora calls it a samachayim. That metzias changed him into not a human being, a rea. A rea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The svarim that he wrote are not svarim from our times. These svarim in Ktzoyes that no one touched before. The price of the Maisa Mishkin. He wrote a whole sefer on Egel Arufo. A thick sefer on Egel Arufo, just the din of Egel Arufo. On the Mezuzah, I remember I once walked into the stipler. Had a shiloh and a mezuzah in a miklat, in a shelter, air raid shelter. Where should I put the mezuzah? Should I put a mezuzah on the right side? You don't go use it for going in, you only use it for going out. I remember I went to the stipler, and the stipler didn't know. And then Chaim happened to walk in. He asked Chaim, what does he say? So Chaim paskin right on the spot. It's not shaykh. It's godless, it's not shaykh. He was a luchos. He was shnei luchos abris. He was a chefz of Torah. Someone told me, there's a person who himself is a big boki b'shas, a ilui. He can look at a sefer in 5 minutes and read through a whole sefer. An ilui mamish. He told me, he saw Reb Chaim Sefer on Egel Arufo, he says, he thought he's reading the Ragachover. There's no difference between the Ragachover and him. That's what I'm saying. He would have been a Goyen. Two days before, European Gdolim would have been a Godel Bater. And that was Megin on the door. Not just Megin, not just that he was a sav who was able to paskin, but he was a godel. People looked up to him, to wanting to be like him. A young person wanted to, had someone before his eyes, he wanted to be like him. He was a godel, he was a model. He elevated the whole dirt. Tzaddik is Yisoid Olam. A tzaddik is the Yisoid of the Olam because everyone looks up, everyone wants to be like him. Everyone has Kovod HaTorah, everyone wants his children to be like him. That's gone. We lost that. We lost the Sav and God will be his soil. I heard Baron Kotel Zechon Levocha when in his hesped of Abyss Zalman, the Shver Abyss Zalman, he said, the Torah is, the Gemara says, Netilosa Kines Inosa. The taking away of Torah is like the giving of the Torah. The Gemara says, just like the giving of the Torah was Shishim Ribay. The Talmud Chochem, that's Melamed Torah, the teachers others, you also need 600,000 people at his Levaya. That's how much, up to that, you can be Mevatel Torah to go to his Levaya. Netilosek in his Sinose. So her Baron said, he brought a mocker for it. Baron said, why is Netilosek in his Sinose? Why is, when you take away the Torah, the Baruch Hu takes away the Torah, it's like Matan Torah. So he said, it is a Matan Torah. Because when a tzaddik dies, the milas that he acquired become hefker. Other people can be zeich in them. That's I heard from someone else. That's the expression, Shovak Chaim Lokol Chai. We use the expression with someone who dies, we say, Shovak Chaim Lokol Chai. He left life for everyone else who lives. That means what he left, what the life that he had is now available to everyone else. That's why it is a Matan Torah. The Netilah of Chaim's life is a Matan Torah, was given. And the Netilah took place on Purim, which is a time of Matan Torah, Chazal say. It is a time of Matan Torah. It's a time not everyone can be zechet to all the Madregas, but to some of the Madregas. Someone could take, he's not talking to Varim B'Telim, his Hasmodeh, his Chazorah, his Seder in learning, his Simcha, his Diktuk in Mitzvahs, he's a Mushlam. But it's Shavak Chaim L'Kol Chai. He left that life for Kol Chai, for everyone else who's alive. That's what I heard from Avutna, that expression, that explanation. So it is a time of Matan Torah. I don't know if we can be Zeche. But Hashem always has gedolim. The Alman Yisrael, they're always gedolim. They're always people who are gedolim b'Torah. And there's many young people in Eretz Yisrael in America that are sitting and learning and will become gedolim b'Torah. We can't be misyayish and say they'll never have a gedolim b'Torah. So we'll still have gedolim. According to our Madrega, we'll have gedolim b'Torah, and we can chap. We can chap arayin. Bochim can chap arayin. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, Chaim was about 32, 33, something like that. And a big viewer from America said he heard about Reb Chaim and he wants to open up a kollel. He should be the Rosh HaKollel. If I could approach him. So I don't know if I approached him directly. I sent someone else to ask him. Gewaltige Parnosse. He didn't have any Parnosse then. His wife was a bookkeeper. She was in front of the Mishpocha. So it's a big opportunity to be a Rosh Koilo and to make a lot of money, and a nice income. A person came back to me, he says, Chaim left at him. Well, he's going to leave what he's doing to become a Rosh Koilo. He was writing Sforim. He was chazaring through his Shas every year. What shach? He's going to give that up to be a Rosh HaKoyim. That was his Madrega too. He knew what he had to do with his life. Money as a joke. That he would stop doing what he thought is right because of money. No, I don't mean it. I want to say, Avotan Zechon Levocha. Why aren't we zoiche to the geniuses that we used to have in Europe? Gdolim, there were geniuses besides Tzadikim and Masmidim. There were geniuses. Or Sameach, it's Leponevezha. They're geniuses. He's told, said, because nowadays when someone has a good head, he goes to college. He doesn't want to sit and learn. He can make a lot of money in college by learning a profession. He says, if it wouldn't be the Yetzirah for money in COVID, we'd have many more people G'dolei Torah. That's what he told me. This is, Chaim was a young man. He had nothing on his mind but learning Torah. Of course, he had a wife who was a big tzaddikis of Yosher's daughter. It was a moise nefesh for him to sit and learn, understood the chshivas of Torah. He would never have become a Chaim without his wife. When his wife was nifter, he stopped learning for a long time. He wasn't able to concentrate. He was so broken. About a year, he was not able to learn. Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein, Shlita, used to come into him and ask him all kinds of shilas, funny shilas, and cheered him up, these shilas. But he knew what he wanted. He and his wife knew what he wanted. He wanted to become G'dolei Torah. They wanted to sit and learn. There was another cheshvan. And he became a sav, a godel b'Yisrael. We have no one that people could look up to. Young people could say, it's possible to achieve such heights. It's possible. It's now in the storybooks. You don't see it possible anymore. That's the biggest chum. It's not real. It's in the storybooks. He's now entered the storybooks. Not someone you can see and sense his presence and tremble before his kedusha like I used to do when I met him. You don't have that anymore. The whole generation is weaker. It's a different generation. It's a generation that doesn't have a B'chaim in it anymore. I was lucky to see him every day for a tkufa in my life. Had a tremendous impact on me my whole lifetime. Lucky to live in the same block that he lived. Daven in the same shul. And so were hundreds and thousands of people influenced by him. Now it's all gone. צורגון, על הישופרה לבורא באפרו, על דובדה קובחינה. This beauty now wastes away in the earth. That's something really to cry about. That such beauty could be wasted away in the earth. We should be zoche to raise our children to be gedolei Torah and ourselves to have ambition to become gedolei Torah. We won't be Reb Chaims, but let's do our utmost to acquire that entity called Torah, the Kedushas HaTorah, make it part of ourselves, learn basmode, be machshevit. That's what we have to do. And then we'll be zoche bez Hashem, we'll be achmonos on us, send us gedolei Torah to carry us through these difficult times, times of hasto hasponim, when we don't know where to turn, right or left, we don't know why, what's happening. Until bilam ovos on netzach, mocho adonai elim dimo me'al koponim, v'neom amen.